Just one second.
Okay.
Sweet.
What's up,
Can you hear
dude?
me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Never seen you without a hat on.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like you're always wearing a hat.
Yeah, I mean, when I had long hair, I needed to.
Yeah. When'd you
But
buzz it?
when?
Yeah.
Like a month and a half ago, it's been growing back.
Did Brad buzz his too?
No,
Will he ever?
I don't think so. No,
How much do you think that weighs, his hair? Like, it's a thick boy, you know?
probably like a pound, something like that.
And great, yeah, it's probably a few kendamas. A
Yeah.
few extra heavy tamas, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna put our videos close to show self you. Okay, cool. Because that way we whenever we record it, we get everything.
Sweet.
All right, cool man. How's it going?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Are you in your room?
I'm in my dad's office right now.
Nice.
My room's a little clustered at the moment, so.
Okay, nice. You're in Colorado, right?
Yep.
Yeah, where in Colorado?
Thornton.
Thornton. Okay.
So it's like 30 minutes north from Denver.
Okay, is it by Boulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice. So do you, what's the scene out in Colorado like?
There's definitely a few seshers. We have a Sunday jam up in Boulder
Yeah, okay.
at like 3. And Bonds used to show up a lot, but not so much anymore.
He's bowling.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, can you hear me okay? Like, am I muffled? Is it because I want to make sure that I can wear my AirPods over my hood?
I can hear you just fine. You are good.
All right, good. Yeah, because I actually went to a Sun Friday session. I was visiting Colorado a few years ago, and it was in Bonds's like friend's office thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, did you ever sesh there?
Don't think so. I
No, yeah.
probably maybe,
Yeah,
I don't know.
it was in
Oh,
the
the warehouse?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there a few times.
Yeah, there was actually an event there in January. It was
Okay.
called like Cromerato or something.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Nice. Well, I'm glad that we can have a chat. I've
Yeah.
been watching your clips for a while, and you're think like the perfect definition of just like a ripper, like somebody who just kind of comes in and gets really good really fast and then starts just lacing insane tricks and pushing. But when'd you start playing Kendama?
When
Yeah.
I started in June of 2020. Well, okay, so in 2019, like May of 2019, my dad brought me like a Sweets Prime from somewhere. And I was like, oh, this thing's cool. And like, I learned like Big Cup and then like Ken Flip. And then it took me like 3 hours to do a whirlwind. And then I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then in 2020, my buddy had one, Brad had one. And then I picked it up and I was like, oh, this is fun. And then ordered one the next day. And then, yeah.
And then ever since, wait, you said June of 2020, so COVID?
Yeah.
You're playing since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How much are you playing every day?
Now,
Yeah.
I try and get like at least an hour and a half in every day. It
Yeah.
used to be like 7 hours when I had nothing to do during COVID.
Really? So
Yeah.
is that why you progressed so quickly? Because you went
I'm
from like,
thinking, yeah.
you mean you went from starting in June 2020 to really quickly like doing triple Kens and triple eights and then stunt fast and then pinches and everything, like only in 3 years, you know?
Yeah. Just kind of watched like people's Instagram clips and edits on YouTube, and I was like, I want to learn that. So I just kind of put my mind to that and then.
And then, but yeah, so you were playing, how much were you playing from June 2020? Like, what was your average? You said 7 hours a day.
Yeah, about probably for like the full first year, probably 7 hours a day.
Wow, that's crazy.
Well, because like I had online school and I didn't have a job at the time, so I was like super bored. So I was like, okay, let's just do this.
Were you in high school at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. What? How old are you now?
I'm 19 and sophomore in college.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so you were 2020. You were in high school and online class. So yeah, you just had all the time in the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
What would do you? I mean, do you remember 2020 grinding like the super early tricks, like around Bird and around USA and stuff?
Yeah, I really liked like all the cup stuff at first, and then I remember like airplane and then half flip out to lighthouse and then lighthouse flip and then falling in. That took me like 2.5 hours, and I just like was so stoked to lace that when I first started playing.
Yeah.
Like that feeling never really goes away, just like
Yeah.
when you're trying something for a couple hours.
Yeah. When'd you start posting on Instagram?
When?
Yeah, like how many years, like what year or what trick did you?
I started posting in 2020, like maybe a month after I started playing, I started posting my progress.
Okay, gotcha. I was looking back on your feed and it just seems like you got super good, super quick.
I don't really know what happened.
Yeah. Who did you like to watch when you were coming up? You said you liked to watch Instagram videos and edits.
I really liked watching Alex Mitchell's clips, just like all the Soul Boys.
Yeah.
But pretty much everyone. And then I was following like the Chrome Squad a bit, like Joe Nelson and Shreddy when they were on Chrome.
Yeah.
And I liked watching them too.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you got on Chrome for a little bit, right? You were a little Chromey.
Yeah, just for a little bit.
When was that?
When?
Yeah.
So technically I was invited onto the team last October, and then I wasn't fully announced until Battle of this year.
Right. Okay.
And then I was on the team for a couple months.
Okay. Why'd you end up leaving?
There was just a lot of stuff going on, like Chrome wasn't doing the best. And then I don't know, like a couple months in, I was just like, this really doesn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I didn't want to be selfish, but at the same time, like, I have to do what's best for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And now you're teamless?
Teamless at the moment. Yep.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Free agent.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I feel like a lot of your tricks are, how would you define your trick style when it comes to what tricks you prefer, what tricks you like, and what tricks you end up lacing?
Trick style. I've never really thought about that. I don't know. I definitely do new gen tricks. Like lots of goons, pinches, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've noticed, like, my main things that I do is, like, juggling, goons, cloud bounces, stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like you're also doing a lot of taps and flips and stuff. And also you're doing solar flares and those balance tricks, too.
Yeah, I really like those.
Yeah. Why do you like them?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I first learned borders balance, like, I think it was, like, 3 or 4 months into playing Kendama, and I just, like, loved that feeling of being able to keep that up, and, like, it kind of feels like you're defying physics a bit. You're like, that should not be possible.
Yeah.
And then, so I just kind of wanted to push it and see how far it could go. So, started off with border. And then lean house, tightrope, no hole wing, solar flare.
Right. The natural progression.
Yeah.
Did you think solar flare was harder than tightrope?
Yeah. Well, okay. I think tightrope is harder to pull up to, but solar flare is harder to balance.
Yeah. What's harder to get consistent at? Like, if you were to do both right now, what would require more concentration, do you think?
Probably solar flare.
Yeah.
Because
What
like it
was
takes
the
me a
Go ahead.
sorry. It takes me a couple tries to pull up to tightrope, but like once it's there, like it's there. But like solar flare, like I really need to hone in and just, yeah, dial in.
Yeah. What is it? What was it like to learn solar flare? Because a lot of people, when they try it, it just falls off immediately, you know?
Yeah. So I kind of like I was, so I started doing no hole wing. And like once I got good at that, like solar flare felt more possible. So I started trying it on a sweet sumo and I like put it there and I like balanced it. And then that started working. It's the same way I learned no hole wing too, just like on a bigger setup, made it a little easier. And then I just like put some hours into it. And then, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. And then it just starts clicking more and more.
Yep.
Do you does it does it help to it obviously helps to have a dollar spike for all these balance tricks, like I guess tightrope and solar flare, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I imagine for solar flare too. I don't really have that many dull spikes. I usually just stop playing. I don't even touch the kendama after it gets dull, you know. But I get to go back and
Yeah.
check and see what I have.
Yeah. Super flat spike is what you want for a flare.
What's the cosmic gate sign in your room, in your dad's office?
Oh, I think it's like an EDM thing. He likes
Oh,
going
okay.
to like shows and stuff, which is pretty
Oh,
cool.
that's super cool.
Yeah.
I've never met someone's dad who's in the EDM. That's sweet.
Yeah, he got his own like DJ table and stuff he's trying to learn, which is cool.
Oh, that's sick. Does he like Boogie T?
I think so, yeah.
Is he like dubstep or does he like other genres?
I think like dubstep and then like house music and yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Are you doing NAKO this weekend?
I am.
Nice. You looking
Been
forward to
practicing. Yeah.
it? Yeah. So
Super, super exciting.
are you doing the freestyle thing too?
No, I didn't know what it was, so I didn't sign up for it, but
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just that style is just kind of odd to me.
Freestyle.
Well, just like for the online, it's like you submit a video and then whoever's is the best. Like it kind of takes away, in my opinion, like freestyle a little bit because like in person at an event, it's like you get one shot to do all this versus
Yeah.
like taking a video and making your line perfect.
A lot different, for sure. Yeah. I guess open is, in that sense, is pretty similar, right? Because
Yeah.
you're still live, you know, even though you're not in person with a crowd.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. It's the same thing. That's what I thought freestyle was going to be this year. Like, I don't know. There's like a couple judges on Zoom and then like two contestants. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be really
But
cool.
yeah.
Yeah. How much have you practiced for open?
I practice a good amount, probably more than I've practiced for any other event. I usually like at night, I run through the list like two or three times, and sometimes like in the middle of the day too, but I try and practice every single day.
Yeah. Do you do anything specifically to practice, or you just run through the list?
I tried this new thing recently where I'd run through the list, but I'd have to get the trick twice in a row before I moved on to the next trick. And that seemed
Gotcha.
to help me get more consistent with it.
Okay. Gotcha. I also noticed a quick tangent that the way that you do tricks, you seem to be very consistent. Like, I don't know if it's just something that comes natural to you or if it's something that you kind of specifically work on, but the tricks you land kind of look easier. Like, you've done them a million times, even though it might be the first time you've done it. Do you work on, like, for example, like a 3-2-1 tap, you know? Like, do you work a lot on getting tricks consistently? Do you work on doing tricks over and over again? Or is it just kind of come natural?
I definitely do work on it. I think it comes a little faster than like an average person, but I still like try and get consistent at it for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So you would, what's your daily session look like? Do you go through a certain amount of tricks or?
My daily sesh, I'm kind of just like having fun. I usually just do like my normal tricks. Like I like doing pinches. Those feel very cool. Just
yeah.
like typical juggles and stuff like that. Nothing really like super specific. I just kind of have fun with it when I'm seshing.
Yeah. Okay. And then when you end up filming, what's that like? Do you just have an idea that you want to put on Instagram or?
Yeah, usually like I go out with an idea and then sometimes it changes if like I'm not feeling it that day.
Yeah.
Because when I did the goon pinch to solar flare, I didn't like go out thinking I'm going to do that. I was like, okay, maybe I can like juggle to it or something.
Yeah.
And then like an hour into the session, I was like, okay, I'll try it. And then it worked.
They ended up going, yeah. Do you find
Yeah,
that you
so
get
like,
tricks? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You're all good. Keep going.
Do you find that you get tricks earlier than you expect, or are some tricks like a hard grind that you think you should have, but for some reason they're not clicking?
It's exactly like that. Like the tricks I think are going to take a super long time. Like it doesn't really. And then I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
this one's not too bad. And then like 3 hours later and I still haven't laced it.
Do you have an example of like the latter part of tricks that you thought would be easier that end up taking a long time?
Definitely like high amounts of taps. Like my 10 tap took like 4 hours. And then yesterday I went out and I tried 10 tap juggle to no hole wing and it took like 3 hours and I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
But then like the pinch to solar flare that took like 30, 40 minutes.
Right.
So
are you grinding straight for 4 hours? Or are you taking breaks or what?
I take like small breaks. I go and sit down for like 5 minutes, but otherwise I'm just out there session.
Yeah. And how's the weather in Colorado right now? Is it warm enough to play?
Yeah, it's not too bad right now. It's actually like perfect because it's like a cool 60, 65 degrees.
Oh, that's really nice.
But like in about a month, I'm not going to be able to sesh outside.
Yeah. Do you have a spot inside?
Yeah, I have a spot in the garage. I have like a black sheet and then a ring light. You've probably
Oh,
seen
yeah.
it.
I've seen that
Yeah.
setup. Yeah.
And then when it's cold, I'd like have a little heater thing in the garage.
Yeah. Okay. What was the process like grinding for 10 tap?
Well, I got 8 back in April or May. And then I was like confident about that. And so I went out one day and I started doing it. And then like I got close and then I missed the spike like 10 times.
Yeah.
And then I kept like adjusting where I was filming. And then like I was about to give up and then just barely it worked. I don't know. 10 tap is still really hard for me. I've only done it like twice.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to continue on to more higher taps, or are you going to kind of work on like the first 1 to 10 to do lines with those?
Probably a little bit of both. I definitely want to hone in 10. And then I feel like my max I would go to is like 14. And then from anywhere on, I feel like I'd just be pushing it. Like there's other stuff I could be trying.
Yeah. You don't see a reason to like go for 20 or anything?
20 would be cool, but I don't know. I feel like just after a while, it's just, I don't know. I mean, 69 tap or whatever has already been done. Like,
yeah, you can catch up.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I gotcha. So before you're going for 12, you're gonna try to hone in 10, you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because that's how I've learned. Like I've gone up in taps by 2 for most of my tap trying. So like I got 6 and then I tried 8 and then I got 8 and then tried 10.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How's your eight? Is it super honed now?
Not a ton. I still, tapping is not my strong suit, but like a couple of tries I could do it.
Okay. Gotcha. What have you found for tapping kendamas to be honed? Because for me, I kind of go in between. Some randomly will be really nice for tapping, some won't.
That's, yeah, exactly. Like I only sesh like one up kens, but like I noticed that some of them are really good for tapping and then others, like, it just doesn't work. It's kind of weird.
Xwo and
yeah,
it's interesting. Yeah, it feels like it doesn't matter what weight it is either.
Yeah, it's just like it's honed or it's not.
Do you weigh your setups?
Not really. If I'm trying to like, if I get, if I'm trying to like put two, like a tom and a ken together, but I'll weigh it. But if I just like buy a full setup, I'll just open it up, start seshing.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, okay. So you have a scale that you use sometimes?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, okay.
But I'm not, like, super picky.
Okay, for, like, goons and stuff, do you weigh to make sure that they're even?
Not really. I just kind of feel it out. Weight isn't, like, a big thing to me. Like, I don't like if a Tama's super heavy or, like, a Ken's super heavy, but...
Yeah,
I'm not like picky about it.
Right. Where have you competed? You competed at Battle this year?
Yeah. So let's see. I competed. I think my first real competition was Battle 2021, and it was online.
Yeah.
And then my next one after that was NAKO 2022 last year.
Okay.
And then Battle this year, and then Sakura in Chicago.
Gotcha. Okay. How'd those go?
I think the best one, or the battle, was the best I did. I got like top 16, I think.
Yeah.
And I beat Alex Mitchell. I was super stoked about that. Because so he flew out to Colorado for that event in January, and he beat me in that competition. So then, like, at Battle, when I beat him, I was like, haha.
Yeah. Did you practice a lot for that comp?
For Battle?
Yeah.
Not a ton. I've been trying to figure out like a good way to practice for it. I don't know. That's why I'm trying to like experiment with like my NAKO stuff this year, like running through it, doing it twice in a row.
Yeah. How do you think you're going to do this year or this weekend, I guess?
I'd say pretty good. I'm feeling good about the tricks. I don't know who's going to be competing. Like if Takuya is joining from Japan, I don't know about that, but
I don't think so. Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to try.
Yeah. Are there any tricks that you have a hard time with?
The stilt barrel I was struggling with a little bit because stilts aren't my strong suit, but I've been honing that in. And then double lunar tray. Like, I'm not a big normal lunar guy, like inward lunar. Yeah. So I've been trying to work on that. I've been getting better on that. But otherwise, there's no other tricks that I've been struggling with.
Right. So when you struggle with it, like double lunar tray, do you think, how often do you think you can do it out of 10 times? Is it like one or is it like three?
Right now, probably like two or three. It's not great, but like when I first started, it was like 0 out of 10. So it's progress.
Yeah. Do you put extra focus on the first level of tricks, or do you just look at them all the same?
I kind of look at them all the same. What I did this year is like I ran through the trick list a couple times, and then I figured out which ones I was good at or which ones I needed work. And so I marked them with like a corresponding color. So like green was like, okay, I can get this in a few tries. And then yellow was like, okay, it needs a little bit work. And then red was like, okay, I really gotta hone these in.
Yeah. You just use an Excel sheet or do you use highlighters?
I just like wrote it on a piece of paper and used highlighters.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Do you have that piece of paper?
Yeah. Do you want me to go grab it?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Okay, sweet. 1 second.
All right. If he ends up winning in a KO, I'm clipping this interview.
Okay. So I put it in nice. Two sheets of paper. And then, yeah, so like green, yellow, and then there's only two reds on there, and that was the still barrel and doubloon tray.
So what are your yellows?
Goon toss airplane was a yellow. And then a couple of the yellows that I first wrote down are now greens. But another one is inward one turn stunt, and then the inward flip, and then normal stunt flip. Yeah. That one is just weird, like the first pull up.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think the rest should be green.
Yeah.
Hanging down fast is a little weird, but
I feel like that one can get super consistent super quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done stuff super similar to you where I like to track the progress. I've even recorded how many tries it took me or how many makes I could get in a certain amount of attempts, whether it's 25 attempts or 50 attempts.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, see my percentage and then see how I can progress from there. I kind of always not end up doing it completely. Like I get super motivated to do it in the beginning and I go for it for a while. And then it kind of there's been a few events where like I really fulfilled my goals throughout the practicing time, but others like kind of just get busy or whatever and don't end up doing it. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting because I feel like it can be a lot like golf in this regard where you look at certain shots, you know, it's just like an individual sport where every shot counts, you know, and open division for kendama is super similar, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you play any other sports?
Not really. I like to bowl. That's pretty fun, but otherwise, not really.
Okay. Yeah. In high school, did you play anything or no?
No. Played kendama.
Yeah. Did you wish that you found kendama earlier?
Oh, 100%. I wish I found it in like 2018 or maybe even early, like 2015 when I was like 12 or something.
Yeah. Wow, it's insane that you started in 2020. I thought you were going to say a lot earlier that you used it in post, but
yeah. I wish it was earlier.
Yeah. Who else do you like to watch besides Alex Mitchell?
D Westy. I love his style.
Yeah. Why do you like it?
He just has like some steez to his tricks and like, I don't know, just the way he does like his fast hands. It's just, it always amazes me. Like he did this trick recently where it was like juggle late inward goon and then he caught it. And then switched to penguin grip, and then Tama went on fast hand, and that was just like, whoa, like, it's like too many things at once. How do you do that?
Yeah, super cool. What do you see a trick like that? Do you want to go out and try it, or do you just?
Well, there's some tricks I see where I'm like, okay, like I don't know, that would take me like 6 months to land, like that one. But sometimes I see tricks, and I'm like, yeah, I want to go out and try that. But at the same time, like, I don't want to do the same trick that someone else is doing.
Yeah.
Like I like to put my own little spin on a trick if I'm going to try something similar.
Yeah. Who else besides Dwesty?
Joe Nelson. I'm trying to think. I'm just this blank right now. Edwin, of course. Mahdi. I like his flips. Tom's been on the come up recently. Tom Paddington.
Yeah, for sure. Who do you think the best player is, like in your opinion? Who do you think is the most well-rounded player?
Hmm. I want to say like Takuya, but I don't know. It's kind of a hard thing for me. Like, I feel like in 2018, Nick Gallagher was the best in the world. I mean, he won KWC, but I feel like it kind of changes. I mean, right now, if like we're talking most consistent and like craziest tricks, probably Takuya, but I think it could change.
Yeah, for sure. Have you made a Chromie edit, right? Have you made any other edits?
I made like a couple, like a 1 year edit and like a 2 year edit, and I just put those on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But other than that, no. But I like filming edit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Filming my Chromie edit was super fun. And then just like seeing the finished product, like all the work I put into it was super cool.
Yeah. So. You don't seem like a guy that gets super frustrated with Kanama. Do you get frustrated?
I do or don't?
You don't.
I used to get really frustrated, but now I'm just like, okay. Like I used to like slam Kanamas and like stomp the spike, but now I'm just like, okay, there's no point in doing that, except I'll just be upset later because I destroyed my kendama. So usually I just go in, drink some water, eat something, and just kind of try and forget about it.
Yeah. Remember the last time you got really mad?
I think it was during I was filming my Chromie edit, and I was trying lean house and then flip Insta trade and then fast lean house.
Yeah.
Yep. And so I did it, and then I go look and my camera wasn't filming. And like I did the trick so perfect and then it wasn't filming. So I think I like slammed it, and then like I was out there for another the kendama, not the camera. And then I was out there for like another 2 hours trying it, and then I got it, but it wasn't as clean. But that's the last time I can remember.
Yeah. Who are the big sessions in Colorado? I know Tim is one, right?
Yeah, Tim, and then Atticus Tyler.
Yeah,
he's up in Boulder, and I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, Bonds, but
yeah. Do you ever meet with Tim?
He sometimes comes to Ken Club, but he's pretty far. He's like an hour away from me. He's in like Loveland.
Yeah.
So I don't see him a ton, but I see his clips.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met him at AKO. He was like session the entire time, kind of like sweaty in the corner. Like I feel like that's how that's his style, you know?
Yeah. Just clips. All the time.
Yeah. Do you have any competitors in Kendama?
Like rivals?
Yeah. Like Elliot?
Not Elliot. I like to give him crap sometimes, but not really, no.
No.
I just kinda have fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you plan to play for a long time, or do you have any ideas in the future of Kendama? What you want to do with it?
I definitely want to play for a long time. Like, as long, I mean, I can see it in my life, or like, I can see me doing it for the rest of my life. I mean, until my knees and back don't work. But I don't know. I think it would be really cool to get on a team eventually. Been grinding for Soul for sure.
Yeah.
But otherwise, just like, go into more competitions, stuff like that.
You have aspirations to win comps? Like, is that in your head of being a national champion or a world champion, like in KWC and stuff?
I think it would be cool. Like, I definitely want to try, but it's not like a thing where it's like, oh, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I think my goal is to just like win some sort of competition. I think that would be cool. But otherwise, I'm not like, okay, I'm not trying to be the world champ, but I mean, I wouldn't mind if that happened.
Yeah. Do you want to go to KDBC next year? Have you thought about it?
I thought about it. I don't think I'm going to be able to next year, but my goal is for 2025.
Okay.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I saw that the winner of NAKO gets this year gets a seated spot in KWC, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So, I mean, if I won, then maybe I'd go, but.
Yeah. Do you get nervous for comps?
Yeah. That's like one thing I struggle with. Like I get shaky up on stage, and that's something I think I just need to go to more competitions and get used to that like environment.
Yeah.
I think because yeah, I get super shaky up there, and then stall tricks just don't work.
It's hard. Yeah. Was it intimidating playing some of the pros like Alex?
It was actually a little less like intimidating because I don't know, in my mind, I was like, okay, like I think he's going to win. Yeah. So I just kind of had fun with it, and that seemed to actually work better.
Yeah.
And like, okay. But yeah.
Yeah. What do you think in terms of progression and potentially winning comps in the future, because you've been playing for so little time, what advantages do you think you have specific to you where you'd be able to catch up? And I mean, you have caught up, but why do you think that is? Is it what you practice? Is it the amount you practice or what?
I think it's just like the time played because like, I mean, there's people out there who've been playing for 6 or 7 years and probably have about the same amount of hours as I do. Just because I think I progressed so fast is just because I was grinding so much in that first year.
Yeah.
And that's like, that was an advantage. I just had a lot of time on my hands. So.
Yeah. Do you want to make sure that you still have enough time in the future? And why is it that you, different question, but why is it that you don't play as much as you used to?
Just cause, school and work.
Yeah.
And like, I got a girlfriend and just lots of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So definitely not as much time, but I still always try and get in at least an hour every day.
Yeah, for sure. What do you do for work?
I work at Zoomies, the skate shop, if you've ever heard of that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Just for now, it's a little part-time thing while I'm in school. But
are you going to play Dama there?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
It's pretty chill there.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. What are your favorite edits? Do you watch edits a lot?
Yeah. Let's see. Favorite edits. D-Westy POV3. I think it was his Chrome announcement edit, I think. But that one is a favorite. And then Edwin's pro edit for 365.
Yeah.
And then Branching Out with Alex Mitchell. That one was good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There were a couple other ones. I like when Bonds first went pro on Chrome, that edit is really cool.
These are all the videos that me and Marcus liked. I don't know if you saw that video of me and Marcus talking about our favorite edits, but that's funny.
Yeah, that one. And of course, like the old Colin Sander edits.
Yeah.
Very cool. But yeah, that's really all I can think of off the top of my head.
Do you like going back and watching super old videos of like simple tricks that were bangers at the time?
I love doing that because it's just really cool to see where it all started, you know?
Yeah. Old Kusa videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your favorite shapes? Obviously the one up, you play that a lot and you're going for soul, but you were on Chrome for a little bit. I'm sure you tried a few different shapes. What comes to mind when it comes to your shapes that feel the best for you?
I really like the element shape. Shout out Lotus. Yeah, it's one of my favorite. Like,
nice.
It seshes really well. But
thanks, man.
The one up, the element. I liked the Kusa Nova shape
Yeah.
That was
Okay.
pretty good. Yeah. And then that's really all I can think of. But definitely those three are really good.
Yeah. Cool. So you're planning to go to battle?
Yeah, 100%. That's like the thing I'm looking
Yeah.
forward to.
Yeah. Same
Are
here.
you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna have a lot of the team out there too. Like, think Goya and hopefully Marcus and Franta as well.
Awesome. Wait, so you moved out to Europe, right?
Yeah. My wife is from Denmark, so I moved in May. I'm actually in the States right now. I'm in Ohio right now, but
Oh,
I moved.
sweet.
Yeah, I moved there in May of this year. So, yeah, I'm there
Awesome. You like
permanently.
it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's super nice. I never really had a lot of Kendama players around me because in Ohio there isn't that many, especially where I'm from, Toledo. And I was
Yeah.
living in DC, and DC there was a little crew that was really great. But we didn't, we'd only meet up. I never had somebody who was like my level that was really close to me. And now in Denmark, Copenhagen, I have really good friends like Marcus and Serge, Fred, that are able to push me, and I push
That's
them, and
awesome.
we're all good friends too. So it's why I like it a lot,
That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad is, so you and Brad are close homies, right?
Yeah, we've been
Yeah.
close before I even started playing Kendama, so.
Okay, because then he found it, and then he showed it to you.
Basically, yeah. I mean, like,
Yeah.
I picked it up. He had one, but I kind of got him into
Okay, so you
it.
picked it up, and then he started playing, and then he started
Yeah.
following
And
you.
then
Yeah.
Brad's little brother, Brian, also started playing, and I'm close homies with him too.
Nice. Okay, cool. Are you and Brad the same age?
Brad is like a year and a half older than me. He's like 20 right now.
Okay. Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not off the top of my head. I had some ideas come in, but I think we kind of talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to talk, man. We can do this
Yeah.
again at any point, but yeah. It was good talking to you. Good luck at NAK this weekend.
Thank you. And yeah, thank you for like having me on here.
Yeah.
I've been watching all the other interviews and super cool. So
Cool, man. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. All right. See you, dude.
have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye.